The Calgary Flames are putting their names on some wins. They're in a battle for a final playoff spot in the NHL's Western Conference as we go around the NHL, brought to you by CycleWorks. It's the Polaris ride. It's the Polaris, or Polaris, ugh. Go to CycleWorks and I'll figure out the liner after I wrap up this interview around the NHL, brought to you by CycleWorks. Visit CycleWorks.com as you bring in Dave Rowe from News Talk 770 from Calgary. Mr. Rowe, how was your weekend, sir?
Not too bad at all. How was yours, man?
Oh, I can't really complain. There was some good hockey. There was some good football we'll get to, but I want to talk to you about the Calgary Flames. They continue to roll. They have won three straight games and found themselves back in the wild card hunt. What has allowed them to win three straight games, Dave?
It's, you know, when you got a team like this, that's we get Craig Button from TSN does a lot of work with us on our sports talk, and you know he refers to the Flames as a 7-11 team, and he's right. They could be sort of anywhere from 7th to 11th in the standings, and you know the difference between going on a roll like this and going on a losing skid is finding guys who are hot. And you know right now they've got guys that are hot, and that starts with Joni Ordio, who you know got the call up from Adirondack when Kerry Romo got hurt a little over a week ago now, and Ordio has come in, and this guy's been absolutely red hot. He's going to get his fourth straight start tonight, and why wouldn't he? You're winning with this guy in net. Just confidence, karma. It's so important when you're a team like this, so you got to go with the hot hand. It starts there.
Yeah, and between the pipes, he has been the hot hand, but on the blue line, there's a couple guys in front of him that are making his life easier. Against the Sharks on the weekend, Dave, well, you know this, Mark Giordano played and TJ Brody played over 27 minutes that night. How important is Mark Giordano to the Flames' success? Is he one of the main reasons that's kept them in the playoff hunt this long?
Mark Giordano is everything to the Flames. I mean, since this guy took over from Jerome Iginla as captain after Iggy got traded, he has really put his stamp on the team. I like the fact that you know they're building a young team really around Giordano. The guy is a quiet leader. He leads by example. He knows what to say and when to say it. He truly is a leader. He's not a guy who wears the C because he's the best player. You know, guys look at the minutes he put in, the dedication he puts in, what he's done. I mean, just to get to this point, remember, this guy was playing in Russia a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people look at that example, and that is the kind of player that they want to be. He's a quality person, quality hockey player, playing quality minutes against everybody with any kind of talent on every other team. And he just pulls the team up around him.
Your Dave Rowe joins us from News Talk 770 in Calgary, talking the Calgary Flames. They're in L.A. tonight to take on the Kings for the final wild card spot. Yuri Hudler's career high in goals is 25. He's already at 14 this season, Dave. Did they expect this type of offensive explosion from Yuri Hudler this season?
I mean, you know, I think you were hoping for that, for those kind of numbers, when you pick up a Yuri Hudler in the free agent market a couple of years ago. But the numbers this year have frankly surprised everyone. And it seems like Hudler is just really, really enjoying himself. He's been working a lot with Johnny Gaudreau, and these two seem to have some incredible chemistry. And, you know, sort of whoever is on the line with them, Michael Backlund, actually speaking of guys that have been hot, Michael Backlund, who went down with the abdominal injury very early in the year, he's been red hot. He's been scoring goals since he came back. But, you know, Yuri Hudler is a veteran guy who really seems to love working with the younger players on the Flames, and he's having success. I mean, he's about scoring goals and, you know, helping to make other guys look good.
You mentioned Johnny Gaudreau. He has 33 points, 13 goals. He scored in his only game last year, but he's been one of the biggest surprises for me, for someone who watches the Flames on the outside. You're around this guy a lot more. What's he like? Is he good? Can you see him almost improving on what's been a fairly good rookie season so far?
Man, I love this kid. He's a great, great kid. Just off the ice, there was a story that came out here last week that his agent were putting a trademark on his Johnny Hockey nickname. He didn't give himself that nickname. The fans at Boston College gave him that. Mm-hmm. And there was some talk about, oh, this kid's getting a swelled head. No, this is a good, good kid. The reason that they went out and did that is, you know, there were some T-shirts that were starting to appear. You know, someone was making these shirts that said, you know, Johnny Bleepin' Hockey. And he just says, look, you know, I don't want my name associated with that. So I'm just going to protect the brand. But like, this is just such a great kid. He smiles all the time. He's happy. He's excited. He's having success. Some of the things he does on the ice for a young player, you know, we keep waiting because this is a small guy.
Yes.
And, you know, we keep waiting for the time when he's going to get hit and he's going to get hurt or he's going to get tired because he's played more hockey than he's ever played, you know, in his career at Boston College. It still hasn't happened yet, and I don't know that it will. I mean, I think some of the, I don't want to say pressure, but, you know, some of the attention and, you know, the constant demands of media and all the focus on him, you know, it might be starting to, you know, overwhelm him a little bit, but you're not seeing that reflected at all in his play on the ice. And again, I just can't overemphasize just, you know, sort of what a great kid he is and what a pleasure he is to be around. And that's, you know, and that's just part of the good vibe that's around this team right now. And I think that's another reason they're having success.
From Johnny Goodrow to Sean Monahan, of course, we all know what Sean Monahan did last year, 22 goals in 75 games. This year, he seems to have really picked up where he left off last year. He's still a very young individual. He's still only 20 years old. But have you noticed a difference in Sean Monahan from when he first showed up last year to this year?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. This, you know, this kid is going to be a very good NHL player for a very, very, very long time, in only a second year. And it's funny, it was like pointed out, he's still like the youngest guy on the Flames. He's actually a little bit younger than Johnny Goodrow. And, you know, even though, you know, Goodrow's a rookie now, but, you know, Monahan in his second year, Bob Hartley challenged him to be the centerman that goes out against the other team's best centerman, you know, best forward lines, and to concentrate on the defensive side of his game. And he took that to heart, and he's really been playing well. And even though, like, his numbers are comparable to what he's been doing last year, people have been saying, you know, sort of, oh, where's the offense out of Sean Monahan? And Bob Hartley says, look, it's not a lack of offense. It's just that he's been focusing on his defense. Just before, they had an extended stretch of about 4 days between games when they had the road game at Vancouver before they hit the road to Phoenix. And Hartley, like, took aside Sean Monahan and Joe Colburn and just basically said to these guys, you know, look, I know I challenged you to be better defensively, but that doesn't mean stop being offensive. You know, let's work on shooting the puck. Sean Monahan goes into San Jose and is the right guy at the right time, Johnny, on the spot for a game-winning goal in overtime.
Dave Rowe joins us from News Talk 770. The Flames are hanging on to a final playoff spot in the Western Conference. Dave, about 25 years ago, I'm sure teams were scared about coming up to Alberta facing the Oilers and Flames. Now it seems like California's kind of Death Valley for teams to go. The Kings are in the middle of a mini three-game road trip going through San Jose, LA, and the Ducks. They won on Saturday night against the Sharks. But could this next two games really make or break the Calgary Flames playoff hopes?
I sure would like to see them win one of these games. I mean, because, you know, they're going into Anaheim, and I think the last time that they won in Anaheim, Emilio Estevez was still the coach of the Ducks. I mean, it is a horrible, horrible place for them. They had a huge win in Los Angeles against Los Angeles last time out. Johnny Goodrow with a couple of goals late to take this one, and it was a real boost to this team. When you go out and beat that kind of an opponent, it really makes you believe. And yeah, you know, they go into San Jose and beat San Jose. San Jose is one of those teams that that they're up against right in that bunch. Los Angeles right now, they're tied with Los Angeles. If they could win one of the two games, I would hope it would be the game tonight. I mean, it gets tough. You know, you've got this bunch, you know, starting with San Jose, and you go all the way back probably to Colorado. And, you know, so three of those teams aren't going to make the playoffs. So it's every game, even though we're not even at the All-Star break, it's almost to the point where you're starting to scoreboard watch every night, and you wonder how a young team is going to respond to the pressure of that. And we won't know that until, you know, really we start getting into, you know, the latter part of February and into March.
The Flames have about 35 games left. I know it's, the playoffs are a long ways away, as you mentioned. We're not even at the All-Star break. But if this Calgary Flame team wants to hold off the Kings, the Stars, and heck, even the Avalanche, or maybe even still in there, what's going to need to happen for the Flames if they're going to make the playoffs this season?
I think, you know, you're going to have to find that one goaltender. I mean, you know, at times this year, you know, you had Jonas Hiller has looked good, has looked not so good. Kerry Ramo is Kerry Ramo. Yoni Ordeo has been hot since he got called up. But, you know, we saw him last year, and he had some good games. He had some not-so-good games. One of these guys has to emerge from the pack. And one of these guys, frankly, isn't going to be here because Bob Hartley, you know, has made it real clear he does not like having three goaltenders around. And, you know, I think at some point in the next couple of weeks, each goaltender is going to get a shot. But one of these guys isn't going to be here. and the onus is going to be on someone to get hot. Because, you know, for a team like this that is, you know, frankly, a borderline playoff team, that's the difference. You know, you can find a way to score by committee. You know, you can find a way to, you know, keep games within one goal and maybe steal the odd one here and there. But to do that, it's got to start with goaltending, and one of these three guys has to emerge as that guy.
Dan, we'll get you, or Dave, we'll get you out of here on just a generic NHL question earlier today. Dan Carcillo suspended six games. Six? Think should have been more than that?
Oh, man. Why is this guy still in the game to suspend? Oh, why do people keep giving this clown work? You know, he can't play hockey. Are you getting my feeling on Carcillo here?
I
just think this guy is a joke, and I don't understand why he's still in the NHL and why the NHL keeps letting him off with these laughable suspensions.
He could do it again, and that's this. Well, he keeps showing that he keeps doing it again, right? It's very makes you scratch your head about who's running player safety, right?
Oh yeah, you know, I mean, and all, you know, all the guys on Twitter. I mean, this is like, you know, he gets suspended for going after a Winnipeg Jet. Second game after he comes back is against the Jets. All the Winnipeg writers are tweeting, oh boy, here we go again. So, you know, how do you allow a guy like this to stay in the game? You know, the NHL keeps talking about player safety, and it keeps letting a clown like this run loose.
Absolutely. Dave Rowe, News Talk 770 in Calgary. I appreciate your time. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk soon.
Anytime, man. Take care.